AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two Israeli officials say ministers have approved a plan to capture the entirety of the Gaza Strip and to stay in the territory for an unspecified amount of time. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this was the recommendation of the chief of staff to go, as he said, to defeat Hamas. And in this way, he thinks it will also help to rescue the hostages. And I agree with him. We are not letting up on this effort and will not give up on anyone. The plan includes hundreds of thousands of Palestinians moving to Gaza's south. The Trump administration is offering money for immigrants in the U.S. illegally to leave on their own.
The administration says it will give illegal immigrants $1,000 for voluntarily returning to their home countries, plus money for travel expenses. The president's been pushing self-deportation as a way for illegal immigrants to avoid being rounded up.
People in our country illegally can self-deport the easy way, or they can get deported the hard way, and that's not pleasant.
Mass deportation requires both a lot of money and resources. The administration's pushing Congress for a massive increase in both for immigrations and customs enforcement. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The president announced on social media he's ordering federal agencies to reopen and expand Alcatraz, the notorious and crumbling former island prison in San Francisco Bay. Also, he's threatening a 100% tariff on foreign-made films. The conclave to pick a new pope starts Wednesday. Today, the AP's Tricia Thomas reports Vatican staff will vow secrecy under threat of excommunication.
These people include special technicians who, if needed, can come in and help the cardinals make sure they get the right chemicals, so we either see a black smoke if no pope is elected, or a white smoke if a new pope has been chosen. It also includes the drivers of the vans that will shuttle the cardinals.
This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are mixed in early trading on Wall Street, and crude oil prices are continuing to fall. The S&P 500 was down 0.3% in the first hour of trading Monday. The benchmark index is coming off a 9-day winning streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 17 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.5%. Crude oil prices fell after the OPEC Plus group of oil-producing nations said it plans to increase output. Berkshire Hathaway slumped 5%. Legendary investor Warren Buffett announced over the weekend that he was stepped down as CEO by the end of the year after six decades at the helm. Seth Sutel, New York.
Shoemaker Skechers is being bought and taken private by the investment firm 3G Capital. The companies did not mention the potential impacts of President Trump's tariffs on its business going forward. China accounts for 15% of Skechers' revenue. Skechers' headquarters will remain in Manhattan Beach, California. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.